Zimbabwe Activist Alliance ZA, with the support of Zimbabwe Women in Politics Alliance WIPA and Occupy Africa Indy Square Alliance and other progressive Zimbabweans, have decided to occupy Africa Indy Square to highlight the plight of the ordinary citizens to the government of Zimbabwe. Issues to do with the political issues, social issues and economic issues.
Why have you chosen 16 days and 16 nights?
There's nothing really, but on 16 June, we celebrate the Day of the African Child, following the history of the South African Revolution. So we decided that on 1 June, building up to 16 June, activists in Zimbabwe must be highlighting issues that they want the government of Zimbabwe to address as a matter of emergency. So this is how we came up with 16 days. We are sacrificing as activists in Zimbabwe to stay in this cold for 16 days until we celebrate on the 16th of June, the Day of the African Child. We are going to be talking to our government. We are going to be talking to Zimbabweans to say we have a country to fix, we have a country to resuscitate and restore.
Why did you choose this form of demonstration?
Because if you remember all the other demonstrations that we were having, because of lack of resources, we could have a demonstration for a day, but then we could not sustain these demonstrations. So we decided that we needed to sacrifice our time, our bodies, and our lives to have 16 consecutive days where we highlight the plight of the Zimbabwean child, the Zimbabwean citizen. We are showing this government of Zimbabwe that as much as we have one demonstration a month, we are going to be there for 16 days. Africa Unity Square faces the Parliament of Zimbabwe. Tomorrow, we are actually going to be in Parliament. We are going to have a demonstration in Parliament where we are going to be addressing our issues. So it's a matter of seriousness and commitment.
Did you seek clearance from the police?
No, we are just occupying Africa Unity Square. It's just like we are street kids. Do they seek police clearance?